Former U.S. Senate candidate Kelly Ward announced this week that she's running to be the new chair of the Arizona Republican Party. The election, held at the end of January, is also expected to include the current chair, Jonathan Lyons. To get a sense of what party members are thinking about this upcoming leadership election, we reached out to Robert Graham, former chair of the Arizona GOP. And Robert, after an election like the one we just had earlier this month, how do members think about what kind of leadership they have and what they want? I mean, how important are the recent elections in that process?
Well, they're huge. I mean, obviously, when you are a Republican chairman at any level, whether it's a state chair all the way down to legislative district chair, your job, your sole job, is to get Republicans elected. So what will happen is the Republican Party base will reflect always on the outcome of the elections. Two things. One, obviously, the outcome. And then if you look at the outcome and it's great, then they're going to slap them in the back and, you know, celebrate together and hold the chairman to a high esteem. If it's a checkered or, you know, kind of a disjointed cycle, then they're going to hold that person accountable. And they look at it from a financial standpoint, what do they do to get out the vote? And they'll start to dissect the chairmanship at that particular point.
Okay, so when you look at the results, let's say, of this most recent election, it seems to an outsider that it would be kind of a mixed bag. I mean, you have a number of Republicans elected statewide office, a number of Republicans elected to the legislature. The GOP will control both chambers of the legislature. But Democrats won a Senate race. Democrats won a few statewide races. How do you think members of the party will be looking at the results of the 2018 midterms?
I think they'll find successes and they'll find places where we fell short. I mean, again, you know, the congressional delegation swung to a Democrat majority, and then with the Senate seat being lost, those are two very high-profile things to consider, not to mention how tight the House and Senate in the state became. But with this particular one, just like you said, it's kind of a mixed bag. So you're going to have people that are going to say, look, it's kind of the times with the so-called blue wave, and or they're going to suggest and say, hey, you know, we could have done more. And maybe we need to refresh leadership. So it's a strange dynamic. That job is a very difficult job. And part of it's, you know, the influence of the chair, and the rest of it's where the base has to engage as well.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because I'm curious how, you know, members of the party might look at outside forces. And I'm wondering if there might be a sense of, well, you know, yes, it was a mixed bag, but hey, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, they could always be worse. When I was chairman, I mean, the mission was to win, period. And we had to be very precise when we were kind of loading up the wagon, getting ready to have these battles. And so we looked at all the places that elections were won, and then we deployed resources. We had donors, and we had, when you talk about outside forces, we had influence and help from the RNC, the National Republican Congressional Committee and stuff. But it was an effort that was very coordinated and focused on the best possible outcome. When you have outside forces that influence, you have to be prepared for them. Arizona has always been a target by the left, and it is. And we had two cycles where we just kind of cleaned house, and we were all hoping that this cycle would be the third, because we would think that they would stop investing in the state, trying to win it, when they kept losing. But so outside forces play a big force, like a Steyer is coming in the state, things like that. It moves the needle. Because people can actually, they get the message.
So to you, does that mean that whoever the next chairman is, whether it be the current chairman or somebody else, do they need to maybe spend a little more time and pay a little more attention to maybe fending off the influence of money from Democratic-leaning groups, maybe more so than you had to or other past chairmen had to?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting, because the current chair, if he's reelected, he has a certain institutional knowledge that the others will not have. Okay, I mean, I'm telling you, the first term, you feel like you're on a super fast move around and you're just hanging out for dear life. The second term, people typically dig in a little bit more and more focused. You can never really try to curtail the outside money coming in the state. If it's going to come, it's going to come. Only way you can defend is by planting yourself firmly on the playing field and being ready for a battle. If that means you have to raise comparable or more money, you have to do it. If that means you have to register more people to vote, you do it. If there's more phone calls, more doors and knock on, more voter interaction, you have to do it.
Do you get the sense that this will ultimately be a two-candidate race? Do you think more people will jump in before the election?
Well, what I'm hearing is that right now there may be three people. Jonathan Lyons, who's the current chairman, another person named Frank Thurold, who was one of Ronald Reagan's assistants, and he's been very active in the party. And then I think we all heard yesterday, I think it was the day before, Kelly Ward announced that she was going to run for chair. So what happens is, it's not a typical election. This is an election that is done by the state committeemen, which is a very small group that are elected by their peers to represent their legislative districts or even their voting precincts. The person has to win by majority vote. And so if there's three people, you divide the pie differently, right? So you actually may have, you could have five voting cycles right there at the meeting where the first one doesn't call for majority, second one doesn't. You see the numbers kind of moving around, and then you keep going until somebody has a majority vote. And it's a battle. But, yeah, if all three stay in, it'll be a long day on that day because people are going to try to find their way.
All right. That's Robert Graham, former chairman of the State Republican Party. Robert, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You as well. Thanks.